This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
Double Vision's one of the best songs ever. I don't know why you motherfuckers are laughing.
That's the name of this episode.
Tim Cop is about a police station that only has Tims. Tim Robbins, Timothy Dalton.
I'm not doing urine therapy, and I'm not looking it up.
Fucking chiffonade your underwear?
No, that it was supposed to read nice, deep ass crack.
No, that's it. No, it's Rion the half guy.
So I'm holding my dick, my tiny baby portobello dick in my hands while pissing, watching giant fake tits float down the river.
His name was Isaiah Blood. He owned an axe factory and he lived in his guest house.
You guys need to get your shit together.
All right. So fucking paranoid about everything right now.
Why?
All the levels. Got brand new studio.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Well, we'll see. Cause I got the. Cause look at me. I got a crossover here.
Huh?
I can do the old crossover. Crossover dribble to work everything.
Fascinating.
Well, hello everyone. Monday night. Again, second Monday night in a row.
Do you want to introduce our guests?
Nope.
Why not?
We have Brianna Keeler.
It's
otherwise
Brianna.
Known as
Brianna.
It's Brianna.
You son of a bitch.
And you spelled it wrong the other day, by the way.
I did? How's it spelled?
B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Our friends with me on Facebook, so there's really no excuse.
Well, I got it this time.
Yes. And you got, like, a picture of actual me, not a black transgender hooker?
What?
You don't remember that?
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, her.
Huh?
My memory's
don't
not...
Don't film you? Why not?
What's on me?
I don't know.
Paint?
Something from here.
Maybe paint. Probably paint. the hooker thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so Amber.
I don't have such a good I don't have such a good memory.
No, you're
not the best. Anyway, yeah, you're back.
Yeah.
She brought Amber White with her.
Hi.
She's shy. I got nothing right off the bat.
You got nothing? This is going
I'm just
great.
Like I'm all fucking I didn't have my me time before the show. Where I could research stuff.
Wonder whose fault that was.
Fuck around. It's because I forgot. I broke the cardinal rule and then didn't test anything after I rewired it all. So
did you get rid of the hum? Yes.
No.
I don't hear it.
I can.
Maybe if I turn my headphones up as loud as yours. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Jesus,
they won't
loud.
Be able to hear it. But
yeah, because no one would listen to anything at this fucking volume.
So I got to figure it all out. But, and also in the middle of troubleshooting that hum and another hum, the amplifier broke, blew up that we hook our computers to.
Okay.
So it's just, I'm straight into the board now instead of going through an intermediary.
You didn't get my text, Adam?
I did, but I didn't have time to.
You're scooting here.
Yes. That's the term now. It's not boosting anymore. It's scooting.
It's scooting?
That's what
is that for
Amber
real?
Amber has come up with that. That's what it is.
Scooting.
Yeah.
Did you scoot your
scooting
way here?
Over.
Ugh. I don't even like boosting. I boosted my way
I don't
over.
Like it either.
Boosting sounds really douchey.
I know. I didn't come up with it.
That was bad.
Well, it's like, what would you, well, it's going to be scooting from now on, but like, what would you call it? Because it's
trend.
Not really skateboarding, because it's like powered.
I don't even know if the audio's on, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I really just
dropped the ball on this whole
thing. So you don't know if we're even recording anything right now?
Oh, we're recording. It's just, I don't know how the audio's going to sound, so I'll say. On YouTube and on
well,
Amazon,
it looks
so.
Great in here.
It does, doesn't it? And Reginald Peabody in the corner next to the...
What are you doing?
The big nothing. Puffy chair.
Snapchat?
No.
I'm getting rid of the
Reginald
sex couch.
Peabody.
The sex couch is not long for this world.
Yeah.
What's the sex? That's the sex
couch. That's
the couch
sex
I'm
couch.
Taking.
The couch you're taking is the sex couch.
Why?
Because you asked for it and you got it.
He just calls it that. No one's ever had sex on it.
I don't know. There's lots of stains on it. Lots of stains. Lots of yogurt stains.
Unlucky.
Like actual yogurt. Like Dannon yogurt. Fruit on the bottom. So, yeah, that's yours now. Enjoy. The cat used to sleep in the back of it. So if Jeff's allergic to cats, he might die.
No, they have cats.
Okay. You have cats?
Oh, no.
Who's Jeff? Jeff.
I thought you said
Jeff. Who is Jeff?
It sounded like you said Jeff, and I'm not moving in with Jeff. So.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you got your own place?
Yeah, with someone I used to work with, because Jeff's lease is
someone that you used to know?
Or whatever.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm trying to get out of the funk, so I'm just taking everything
as a
joke. Are
you okay?
Joke.
Do you want to take a break?
No, I'm completely out of my mind. What is that sound?
Oh my God, you're one of those people. Doesn't turn the clicky bit off.
So
he's just gonna do it slower now. It's not helping. Is it an iPhone? Just click
it's a
the little.
Game. I need the sound.
Oh my God.
I think it's supposed to be music.
Yeah, brother Kyle's on the sex couch trying it out for the last time.
Playing games on his phone.
Playing games on his phone. So, where were we? Sex couch. You're getting it. Thumbs up. So hopefully your roommate's not.
No, it's good.
Okay. All right. Everybody's good. So, Thanksgiving. That's the topic I wanted to start off with. All right. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fine. Nothing.
Co-host Adam. Yeah.
It was fine. It was just fine. I went to my dad's and we ate turkey and then I left.
That's it?
Yeah. Nothing happened at all.
Anything entertaining happened with either?
I mean, I shot some video.
Don't point that
pictures.
Finger at me.
Well, you have to tell it now.
Uh-huh.
She's going to tell a poop
Many
story in a little while.
Many things happened on my Thanksgiving, but I don't know. Well, he's not listening, right?
No.
So?
No. There was lots of politics at one of the events. Mm. So
no!
Yeah.
Wait. So you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
You guys do the jump around thing?
This year we did. We don't usually do holidays together because my family is spread out into a couple different states. Uh-huh. So, but we're from the same hometown. So this year I went to my mother's house and then his grandmother's house, his aunt's house, and his other grandmother's house. And my mother's house.
I did that once with Brooke and we were like, fuck this shit. Never again. We go to one place, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started doing that and then it became... I'm not going anywhere. We're doing it here.
Yeah, it's not fun. We left the night before and didn't get home till like 10.
Yeah.
And then...
She lives in the north country of New York.
It's only 2 hours, but it's like that way.
Where?
Yeah.
What's the name of it? I live in the Catskills.
Wait,
so.
tell them the name of your town.
What's the name
Don't.
Of the town?
Come
What's
on.
The name?
What's the name of the town?
Downsville.
Downsville?
That's pretty inaccurate.
What's going on in Downsville?
Not a whole lot. Not at all.
But Downsville. Wait, isn't that out? Is that out by where we went camping?
It's 2 hours.
No.
Where'd you guys go
no,
camping?
No, no, it's well past where we went camping.
Oh, okay.
Where'd you go?
Downsville.
Like Phoenicia.
Oh, yeah, we're way past that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like another hour past Phoenicia. Like, if you go that way. It's around the...
West.
The rest
God,
of
yeah, that's out in the middle of fucking nowhere, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, politics, though?
Yeah.
Who started it? Be honest.
I have no idea. It just kind of came up.
All right, well...
And then you just sit there just kind of like...
There's always...
An eyebrow race. It only lasts so long, though.
There's always someone that starts it who just couldn't let it go. Like, who pulled an Adam and just couldn't let it go?
Nobody. I
no, I'm great with politics, actually.
So that kind of left... I was done with that, but once you bring up the morality and then tell me that I'm immoral and then say that you voted for the person with KKK members, because
you think
in there,
that the gays shouldn't be shot, you're immoral.
Right. So that was a rough 15 minutes of Thanksgiving,
man.
And then I was done.
I did
with
hear a really good prompt online that was like, if you're ever bored at your Thanksgiving, just be like, "How about that election?"
Yeah.
Boom, and you don't have to say another fucking word. You're just entertained.
Me and my dad like got really drunk and talked really loudly about like humans going to Mars. That was the most heated that it got. It was awesome. It was a great conversation.
Talked about what?
Like
Isn't
humans.
That a real thing,
Elon
though?
Musk wants to put 1,000 people on Mars in the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Huh.
Within Not our lifetime, civilians, like people that, like, I would never qualify, but, you know, people like in their 20s that are in good shape.
Type
yeah.
Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like high sperm civilization count? Kind of people?
No, to like build a base, basically, and it, like have a human element on Mars.
Or they can have like one of every race.
I don't think they're going to even do that. No, I don't think they're going to do that.
Noah's Ark.
No. I mean, all white.
Yeah, all you a minute.
Elon Musk is a racist.
It's all going to be gay white men are going to populate
that
right,
is
so Mars.
Perfectly fine.
They're just going to keep firing on Mars.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so politics, crazy nonsense like that, right?
Yeah. So that was about the worst, though.
That's why we, that's kind of why we started our own thing, Thanksgiving, with, at our place. Just fucking thing.
Are you okay?
I'm putting the old headphone amp back in.
we're gonna have to have Bosch, like, take a break from the show this episode. We're just gonna
break.
We started.
Just go outside, take a breath. We got it.
Part of me was, like, just sick of dealing with all my, you know, kooky family members and everything, but at the same time, it's just like going this place, going that place. One year, we just were like, let's just do it ourselves and see how it goes. We invited a bunch the parents. They couldn't come because you know they had their own shit going on. You know, at their house, my father's with my stepmom and her kids and all them and her brother and all. So it just got crazy. So we did it here, and it just so happened that Adam and Jenna, at the time, they didn't want to go where they wanted to go, and they came here. So, okay. So
that was like a friend's Thanksgiving. That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, but
the way to go,
and then another friend of ours came up, and my my wife, Brooke's brother from the city came up with his wife. And yeah.
We can't say.
So and it just and he brought someone who was kind of displaced for Thanksgiving too. So then it became like a misfit thing where we just picked up all the people who A didn't want to go to their families or B had no family to go to. Mm-hmm. And this year we had it at Jess's house, Jess and Karina's house, and it went from noon until 3 a.m, I think we got back here.
Fun?
Yeah, we had a blast.
Good. That's the fucking way to do it.
Fucking ridiculous. You know? Rusty came up with his wife and his friend Mark. And Mark's friend
Giannis.
Giannis? He's German. Mm-hmm. He's this German kid who was here.
It's Jonas. Like Jonas, but it's German.
Everybody was calling him Giannis, and then Jess was calling him Yanni all night, like
trust
the singer.
Me, it's Jonas.
It's a soft J.
So, but he was exchange student type thing. So he's studying here, or whatever. And he was on his way back home. This was like this is his first American Thanksgiving, and boy, was it fun! It was just us trashed all day. Like, Rusty drunk, like, he drank himself sober. Does that make sense? Like, he went, like, around.
Was it as bad as last Halloween?
No. He did not piss in anybody's closet.
He broke a terrarium and pissed in the closet.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
In the Airbnb room. That was years ago. We had carpeting, so there's no piss on the floor. It's that kind of show. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't know if she prepped you for
your
what
your
laugh
was just more entertaining than the actual joke was. So like,
it's contagious. Yeah. My laugh is contagious.
No, it's just funny.
They're laughing at you. They're laughing at your laugh.
So yeah.
Which technically is laughing with you, so you can.
Yeah, you're here, so we're laughing with you.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I mean, nothing crazy happened. No political talk broke out, but my mom showed up, and if any political talk came out, she would have been way outnumbered, so it's fine. But, Jess made this fucking turkey. She wet brined it and then dry brined it in the fridge for, like, a couple days, you know, uncovered, so it looks like a cat. I always use the same adage, but it looks like a catcher's mitt. So the skin is
leathery and gross.
It's leathery and gross, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and
it's
then.
It's croony.
Then she took it out. She separated the skin, and before she put it in the oven. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
You're not a vegetarian,
I
right?
grew
okay.
up hunting, so I'm good.
Oh, okay, cool. So,
She was telling me one time about this goat that they raised and they named and then they killed and ate it.
Oh!
Also, her dad just killed a bear.
Out of it, but dad wouldn't
bear?
Do it.
Her dad just killed a bear today. And she's like, you better send me meat. And I was like, what?
Where do you kill the bear?
If you get bear meat, can we eat it on the show?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Maybe. I don't
know
how much
to share.
Get, but yeah, well, that's kind of the big thing.
We can make like a stew and just have a little bit.
Okay, maybe. We'll see what I get. I don't know what meat
I get.
Well,
he can give you like a crappy cut if you're going to do a stew.
Well, yeah. I just don't have a. I don't pick what I get. Oh. He gets me what he doesn't use.
Well, let us know then. Jeez.
Well, God.
Yeah. We want you to make us dinner.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should have the chili cook-off again.
On the show.
On the show.
A live chili cook-off. It's the worst thing ever.
No,
it's
not like a live chili cook-off.
Yes, live.
That's the best
YouTube
idea.
Everything.
So we all have hot plates?
No, it's just you and I talking, and we got the mics, and everybody's down here
milling around.
We'll open all that up, and we'll put streamers up. I'll put curtains up, black sheets over there, so you don't have. So it's nice. Yeah, it'd be great.
All right.
Live chili cook-off.
All right, write it on the fucking wall. Is he leaving?
Chalk, you write it.
What?
You gotta make
it's got to go over there.
I can't. I'm not. What, you gonna stand up?
All right.
And go
nobody
over
shake the table then.
Just hand me chalk.
I'll take it.
I was doing something, and you just totally dicked it up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
You can fix it in post.
No.
Here.
No, because now it's in a different spot.
Yeah, you do it.
So just you make sure you take cook off something
underneath.
Yeah, just right.
Oh. Underneath, live have the guests cook-off. Drink Jasmine's breast milk.
Which, do you want to do that, by the way?
Live chili cook-off, yeah. Thank you. Huh?
Amy.
Amy drank it.
Yeah. Nice.
She tasted it. Brie?
So this
no.
is a time
breast
lapse,
milk?
Brie.
Amber?
I told you I would do it if someone else would do it with me.
Just a nip. Just like a little, like a...
Kyle will do it.
I told you just I would a do touch. It if someone else would do it with me.
You're on the spot now.
And I have more drinks than me now than the last two shows, so it's more likely.
So, bear hunting.
Yeah.
How'd we get there?
Was that intentional?
Turkey.
No, you
turkey.
Were talking about the turkey.
And then asked if I was vegetarian. I would be disowned
right,
if I was
okay.
a vegetarian.
So, the turkey. She lifted the skin off and then put...
Was it butter?
Bacon butter. She made bacon butter so she could put it in the turkey. It was the most amazing fucking thing I've ever had.
Sounds delicious.
His wife is a vegetarian, by the way.
No, this is Jess.
Oh,
I thought
Brooke did it.
Brooke wouldn't take this much time with
no
with meat. Like, she will cook meat, but she won't take that much time with it. But yeah, it was the best Thanksgiving turkey I've ever had.
Take a turkey, stick it in a cooler for a week with like. Lots of Yingling. Lots of it. Cover the turkey. Let it sit for a week and deep fry it.
Lots of what?
Yingling. It's a beer. It's
oh,
a
Yingling.
I
didn't
He's gluten-free, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't do beer.
He's got the celiacs.
That sucks. Because it caramelizes on the skin when you deep fry it. Makes it like a savory caramel on the outside. It's delicious.
Adam's going to go home and do that now.
Yeah.
You can actually.
Oh, I can get a turkey at my market for half off. I got them frozen.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$10 for a 20-pound turkey.
At my market?
Do we need a
at
turkey?
My market.
They have turkeys there?
They buy like 10 turkeys every year for that person who's like, you know what? Maybe we should make a turkey.
Let's stop the show and go get,
go
turkeys,
get a turkey.
All of us.
They're open for another hour.
No.
Oh, my God.
So, but yeah, it was the best fucking turkey ever. But the Yingling thing, yeah, you could do that in like a fucking pot at home, like with a just like a bunch of chicken thighs or whatever the hell. You can do that, right? Will that work?
Yeah,
I guess.
Fucking
it, yeah, it'd be
cooking
the same.
With
it,
rye.
It'd be the same thing, I
just
guess.
Just careful
yeah.
frying grease on your stove. That's how you burn your house down.
Oh yeah, you said deep fried. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I forgot about that part.
Well,
you can
deep
it.
Fry it. Just make sure you have a really deep pot.
Yeah,
be fine.
And don't let you it
ever
get
seen,
too hot. And
you ever seen those videos of the idiots
it.
Dumping a fucking frozen turkey in the fryer and burning their house down?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It shoots up 10, 15 feet. It's amazing.
Wait, what's this?
When you fry a turkey,
it has to be
some
so
people
much.
Didn't realize that you couldn't do it from frozen because they were like, oh, well, if it cooks, you know, if it's a pound an hour and it's, it'll still cook faster, it'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking throw a frozen turkey in there. and the peanut oil shoots up about 10 feet straight up, and then
as soon as the water,
it's because you're
and
like shocking boiling
change, yeah, and 300 it's water to oil
350 degree oil with dump of frozen turkey in there, and then as soon as it reaches the flame on the bottom, now you have a geyser of fucking grease.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that sets your house on fire.
Let's do that in a parking lot and then
well, we'd have to like rig up. We'd have to like rig up a quick disconnect or something that we could pull with a line.
I tried. I did the fucking fried turkey. I wasn't huge on it. Don't mean to bring the mood down.
It is the best way to cook a turkey in under an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it cooks that fast.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Unless it's like a 25-pound turkey, but yeah, it cooks way faster.
Big turkey.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. So, yeah, thawed turkey will cook in like an hour and 10 minutes.
What do you think the average pound turkey Americans get for this holiday?
Probably 20
pounds.
Probably.
I would say between. Turkey for six people.
They're like somewhere between 18 and 20 is like the average size for like a farm turkey.
I'm trying to think here. Who'd we have?
Whereas like the ones that you get from Quattro's, are they that big? Probably not, right?
We used to get ours from Han Farms, but like you have to reserve it so they can get it to the weight that you want.
Mm-hmm. And then kill it?
And then kill it. But they sometimes, they don't. No, they hand it to you and I kill it.
You slaughter and fetch that. There's a sign. I don't know if you go up 44. I used to work in Millbrook, but if you're up 44, like from Pleasant Valley to Millbrook, there's like this little big weird deli thing that I've been meaning to go to.
They have a gun shop in there too.
Oh,
place, that's Quattro's, what I just said.
Quattro's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
the place is
and
awesome.
They have fresh killed chicken on their sign. Yeah. And, like, I didn't know what that meant. I was like, wow.
You call them in the morning. Yeah, it takes like a couple hours because they have to feather it and all that shit. But what the fuck's the term for that? Plucking.
Pluck.
Yeah, plucking.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know you weren't paying attention.
Sorry.
So, yeah, you call them in the morning, and they chop the chicken's head off right there, and they pluck it, and it's ready to go when you get there.
Fresh killed.
Yeah. That place is awesome. Like, I've gone in there, and there's, like, one person working, and she's like, you guys got to give me a minute. I'm stretching mozzarella. It's like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, really cool place. But you can order your turkeys from there. They have a very small game farm.
We went to, fucker. I can't remember the name of it. Some with an M. Way out on 44, I think. Yeah, and it was like, you just get it. You go and they have fresh killed turkeys like on a certain day. You just say, hey, I'm coming in on Tuesday to get a bird, you know, whatever size. All right. And they go, well, we have 20, 15, so on and so forth. And I'll take the whatever. And then they go and you come in and it's ready for you. They like kill them in the morning, pluck them. There you go. So that's what we got. That's what we got. It cost a fucking fortune.
Yeah, it's like twice the price.
Yeah, but we split it between the two of us, so it wasn't so bad. But, yeah, it was 17 and a half pounds, and I think we had, how many people? We had like 8 or 9 people, maybe 10, and we had too much left over. It was ridiculous how much, it's just incredible how much over. Like,
well, I mean,
how much over you go?
If you have a 17-pound turkey, I mean, what are they going to eat? People are going to eat a pound each?
That's what people say. They say a pound each is what you should, what you should figure
for leftovers
for
a
bird.
Yeah.
So they say, like, you know, if you're having 10 people, 10-pound bird plus like 4 or 5, and then you should have you should have more than enough, and then a little bit left over. Turkey talk.
Well, how much of the bird don't you generally use?
Like
the
I use every ounce, which is awesome. Every ounce.
But what generally, people throw the carcass and half the meat that you can actually eat away anyway. So yeah.
I make broth and all of that. I make turkey stock out of the carcasses. So
yeah, because he is better than you are.
even listening now.
I'm texting Christian.
Are
you really?
Tell him I said hello.
He said, what are you guys talking about? And I was like, frying turkeys.
Speaking of Christian, it's starting.
Oh, God.
Christmas? So,
it's starting.
Ryan, did you tell Adam about Dad's deer?
No.
I'm doing a show!
Huh?
Catch me on the break.
You were talking about...
No, I told him about it already. No, it wasn't. Turkey. At all. We were talking about turkey, and now we're talking about Christmas. Christmas, as most people want to point out now.
Are we going to have another... Christmas. Are we going to have another Moss Spectacular?
Moss Spectacular on the solstice.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. What's
we like to keep Christ out of Christmas on this show.
That's our motto.
So it's just the Moss Spectacular.
Oh, okay.
When is the solstice?
December 19th. The day after Christmas at Mom's. So that's I should have plenty of stories for that.
That's a Monday.
Perfect. Oh, we do this show on Mondays.
Wow, how weird. It's like I looked at it and said the 19th. How perfect. Hey, we can do it the 19th.
Perfect.
Jesus.
So they're doing that. They're starting that fucking thing now. Apparently, the Christmas tree is a symbol of the light of that Jesus cast when he was first born.
No, it's a pagan.
Yes, yes. I saw it on Facebook. It can't be wrong.
I went to Catholic school for 12 years.
I'm sorry.
It's a pagan representation, and I don't know what it means.
False.
But it has nothing to do with... Google that
Christmas tree started in Germany, and it was a pagan tradition.
Germany. I've never heard it.
They created
it was like a sign of life in winter.
You guys do realize it's...
I've never heard of any of this that you're saying.
We only did a whole show on it.
These are all lies propagated by the left. Yeah. So
why am I not logged into fucking?
It's for Christ. And don't you ever forget it.
Also, boycott Starbucks.
I was going to say, what's the Starbucks thing this year?
Don't even.
It was something about red cups last year, but this year there's a new reason to boycott you
guys. People are stupid. This is my defensive line just because of, like, people are stupid. Not that I'm defending Starbucks necessarily, but it ends up being that way. So last year we released the plain red cup, and they were planning ahead for this year, but no one knew that, not even us. And what happened was they encourage you to draw on your cup.
Yeah, and they chose, like, seven designs.
And they chose seven designs to release as the Christmas cup for this
year. That's a terrible idea.
They're actually really cute, but, yeah, it caused all that controversy, as we all know, from last year. And then this year... they released a fall cup, but people mistook it for a winter cup. And it was the green cup with all the faces, and they were trying to, like, represent, you know, diversity and, like, all that shit. Like, all different people, just, like, little faces or whatever. And people thought that was a Christmas one, so they flipped shit, and they're like, oh, why is it green? Why are there all, like, people in it? Like, they're not even representing Christmas.
I'm exhausted.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, it hasn't even started. It's November 28th.
Yeah, well, the red cups are out now. So now it's the red cups, and people are, like, you know, eating their words. And they're actually really cute, and it doesn't, like, Starbucks doesn't need to represent Christmas. Like, the CEO is a
Jew. And they shouldn't.
And it doesn't fucking matter. Like, why do you give a shit?
Yeah.
I don't understand. It doesn't make sense why they just spend the money to put out red fucking cups.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really cost any different to have a different color cup.
It can't be just like
white. They order literally billions of cups.
It's going to be
white.
Before last year,
but they're specially designing everything. So it's like they specially design all of their cups. They have a cup for each. It doesn't really cost them any money for it to have a snowflake on it or to have their regular logo because they order a fucking billion of them. So,
at least,
yeah, I mean, Starbucks is a giant, terrible corporation. And I only think that they're a terrible corporation because of how much they waste and how they just screw with, like, culture and just how things are. Like, four times today, I had to explain to people that a Starbucks macchiato is not a macchiato.
Yep.
Four times.
Four times today?
Four times today. It's a record.
How many?
Four.
So what's... Okay.
A Starbucks macchiato is an upside-down fucking latte.
Okay.
Usually a vanilla latte.
Yeah.
But a Starbucks one?
A Starbucks one is an upside-down latte.
But
a real macchiato
really?
is espresso with a dollop of foam on top.
It's this big.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
So a macchiato literally means...
milk foam, doesn't it?
No, it means on top or marked.
Marked.
It means marked.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So the way that they do it is they pour the shots on top, so it's like mark the foam sort of a thing. And with a regular macchiato, it's just the dollop of foam, just like bing sort of a thing. Like it's literally not even as much foam as there is espresso. So that Starbucks like took a play on that and made it really sweet.
Yeah, so caramel macchiato from Starbucks.
Glazed over look.
So okay,
just
so
yeah,
so if you work at Starbucks, like a suggestion that I had.
That's the point.
So
wait,
here,
stop for. Can I just stop for a second? That is too much shit for someone who makes like I'm not gonna like just a like slinging
all the baristas in the room
like Starbucks. Like Starbucks, how much do they pay their people? Just
wage.
A regular barista's minimum wage.
They're at over 10 now.
I got paid 20 cents over minimum wage the entire fucking
time.
That's
too
I
much fucking.
Which is what when you were there?
8 something.
Yeah, okay. I started at 9.
That's too much fucking information.
Now they're up to 10. And
in
you're
your
going
brain.
Up
well,
again
you
in
have,
January.
You need, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we agree
well,
with him.
Well, isn't minimum wage around the state going up in January? And it's going up until the
well,
state
a little
reaches
bit,
15.
But it's also. No, that's food
we're getting,
service.
We're getting sidetracked.
Sorry.
So what he was saying, I mean, everybody kind of jumped on him because we didn't know where he was going with it. But what he's saying is that's way too much shit for a person at Starbucks to have to know. That's the hardest fucking job I've ever had, and it's the worst paying job I've ever had.
Yeah, why don't you take
I mean,
that
by fucking, by the amount of work you have to do for the compensation, it's the worst paying job I've ever had. And that counts the when I made $5.25 when I was 16 years old. Because I didn't do anything to get that money. You know what I mean? So that job's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. So, I made what was I making at fucking... I had a union and everything at Stop and Shop. Just like pushing carts and bagging groceries and shit. It was easy. It was a fucking piece of cake. And I got like $10 an hour when I was in high school.
Completely unskilled
That's
labor.
Crazy.
Like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, yeah, it's like...
15.
But the thing that fucking pisses me off the most is that they're fucking with... They claim shit as their own. They go, this is a flat white. No, it's fucking not.
Yep. Yep.
You just do, you're McDonald's and you're calling it a fucking a croissant when it's not. You know what I mean?
A flat white?
Yeah, a flat white.
Don't even get into it.
Yeah,
it's a drink.
Yeah, it's a drink.
It sounds racist is what
so
it sounds
a flat
like.
White,
that's
a flat white at Starbucks
me.
Is a fucking latte. That's what it is. It's a fucking latte. That's what they should be calling it because they're putting whole milk in it. It's bullshit.
It's also ristretto.
Yeah, well, ristretto.
Well, that drives me nuts. Tanner's like, it doesn't need to be ristretto. I'm like, I'm pretty sure
it's
why
do we it's
pull
long
shots, though? Sorry. I'm not going to get into
it. No, you know Tanner's listening, right?
He's not.
I told him. You guys
Hi,
are coming
Tanner,
on.
I love
he said
you.
He was...
doesn't matter. You're not my boss soon. That's mean. No, I love him. He knows I love him.
Oh, and if Tanner is listening, I haven't forgot about you. I've just been...
And you might like one of
Yeah, and when are we going to start selling beer?
Busy as fuck.
Yeah, beer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if anybody's watching.
Oh, he's not going to watch. He'll listen on his phone or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
after
today?
We tell him to 5 times. He's not going to fucking listen tonight. He may never listen. I don't know. But with the two of you on, maybe.
He won't. He doesn't need to know that.
I already told him.
Why?
Because.
We asked him what kind of wine to buy tonight. He's like, I don't know.
No, Bri asked.
Yeah, all right. He was like, I don't know, basically saying, I don't know, cheap wine. He's like, get this app. There's a cool app, apparently. I think it's called Vimeo. Some shit.
Those are both video sharing apps.
No.
You're thinking Vimeo, you fucking idiot.
Vimeo
is
sharing.
The file
That's
sharing
not
app.
What I said.
I know.
The
I was
wine one that
with
he
you.
Shared was supposed to be really good, though.
Is it called Vino?
It's Vivino.
Vivino.
Because Vino is wine and.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
in
word?
Italian?
Yeah, I think so.
Say what?
Great.
Oh, it's like a... All right, so Vivino.com is a price comparison, ratings and reviews, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. So they got an app. That's fun.
Yeah, if you're in the liquor store and you're like, oh, there's so many bottles of wine, and they usually look kind of cool or shitty, or like, should you buy it based on like... The decoration, like the
I will
wine
tell
art?
You. I
Nine times out of ten, the first time I buy a bottle of wine, it's because the label's cool.
Right?
It's like,
thing.
If
I
it's
see
in the, it's in the phylum of what I'm looking for. It says dry somewhere on the label, and I like the label. That's what it comes down. And then there's always those times where you're like, I remember this wine, but I don't know if I remember because I fucking hated it or I loved it.
Yeah,
we had that
conversation
before.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's this one that I just keep buying because of that. It's terrible.
Which one? Do you know it now?
No. I can picture the label in my head, so I'll never buy it again. But I bought it like 4 times.
Yeah. I had a really fucking shitty wine, too, this weekend. Brooke bought it. She's like, check out this bottle. How cool, huh? I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. It was like this weird kind of Dolly-type chaos around it, you know? The whole label. It was really neat. But the wine was just... dog shit. And I was just like, okay. So that's like one of the... There's a bottle. It's called... I think it's called Salerno. And it's Salerno 33. And it looks like those old school labelers where they embossed...
Oh, yeah. The ones that like the clicked.
The embossed it, yeah. letters.
Yeah, like and the one that Bart Simpson had.
Yeah, like they took it off and they stuck it on the bottle. That's the label. That's all you get on that. And it's like $40 over at Kevin's
that
place.
That sounds fucking hipster as hell.
I was like, is it any good? And he was just like, eh.
$40.
He goes, dude, I had a $50 the other day that was absolutely amazing. One of the best wines I've ever had. And I've had $80 ones that just taste like piss.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
What did you eat? What did you eat on Thanksgiving?
I was going to say, like, I thought you meant, like, just a few minutes ago.
No,
or
no.
Like
he started talking
you
about
smell my
the,
breath
we
from
never,
here?
No, we never got to, we never got past
no,
your fucking,
sorry,
your fucking I'm... catcher's mitt, Brian Turkey.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
you,
wondering
no,
because
you did.
Of the celiacs.
No, we did.
Oh,
it was
punished.
The fucking bacon stuff thing. We did talk about it.
Brooke made gluten-free green bean casserole.
Ew, Jeff makes that and we try it and then throw it out.
Yeah, no, she makes it from scratch. It's really good. She made gluten-free, no, not a fan?
Casserole in general is a weird fucking thing.
Well, yeah, but it's green beans, and then you make them gluten-free, and you put it in a pan and bake
well,
them.
Well, you don't make them gluten-free.
No, you
green
make
beans
the
are gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway, well, it's like gluten-free, it's like that stuff is thickened by, the canned
starches.
Stuff is thickened by just flour. So... She makes it and then just thickens it with cornstarch. It's the same fucking thing. Barely tastes different, you know?
You don't use rice flour or any of those other weird flours?
Use rice, not for that, no. Yeah, rice flour, you know, I make really good fucking cookies and pancakes and pies and all that stuff. I make gluten-free pie cuts. You wouldn't even tell the difference, I'm telling you. But, yeah, she did that. She made a gluten-free stuffing. What she did was she made cornbread.
Okay.
Just with... Cornmeal, cornstarch, and a little bit of rice flour.
I love cornbread.
And then...
And stuffing.
And then made stuffing out of that. And then we got a gluten-free baguette, which I liked, but no one else did.
That's because you haven't had gluten.
Should not
I think there
the
was,
same sentence.
I don't think there's a single thing that was that had gluten in it at this shindig. So,
10 years ago,
yay me.
No, they did. You just didn't
know
what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have had celiacs for like about 30 years now, they're thinking, but...
There just wasn't a word for it.
There was just no word for it.
You just
called it... They called it a gluten intolerance, but they didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, they're like, why you got all these polyps on your stomach?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have cancer.
Yeah.
That's how it worked out.
They didn't know
that? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Stomach and intestine cancer.
Fuck.
Yep, so I gotta be careful. Everybody breaks my fucking balls. But
no, I mean,
no.
The thing is, it's like you have an actual reaction to it, so it's like...
Well, that's the thing. It's the difference between the actual health consequences and the trend that the food is becoming, and the gluten-free trend is just nonsense, and the fact that people think that it's healthier just because it doesn't have gluten in it, when most of the time people don't understand what gluten is.
Specifically.
And then they use artificial thickeners
and sweeteners and all kinds of shit.
Your body can't...
Yeah, if you look at the gluten-free cookies, which are smaller than the vegan cookies, they have more calories.
Yep.
They're smaller, and they have more calories because there's more butter, more sugar.
Yeah. That's like non-fat milk has more lactose.
Yeah, it also has more sugar.
Yeah, because it's
non-fat milk has more calories than regular milk. I mean...
Non-fat milk stinks.
Yeah, it's fucking water.
It's water.
Yeah, it's
horrible.
Gross. It turns your coffee all gray.
Two things. Wow.
What?
This and this.
What? What happened? I missed it.
Two things and I exhaled like I was bored or I didn't want to hear it.
No, all right. So we didn't do
attention.
What are we drinking? And
I
only knew that because you're not drinking. And also,
why are you not drinking? What are you doing?
I have
doing?
To pee.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
We're at 40 minutes. We
let's take a quick let's
hour.
Take a
That'd
quick break and we will come back with what are you drinking?
Okay.
Guys, I didn't really want to mop, so.
Hold on. Let me see if I can have some. I don't have any break music. All right, well,
Where
we'll stop.
You guys can.
I got Frank's album on my phone if you want to annoy everyone. You don't want to listen to that? I love it.
No.
It's great.
Let me get up Kurt Bosch's shit right here. if I have anything.
Do you want to do a little...
All right.
Do you want to do...
All right. Let me stop the traction, all right, at least.
All right. Bye. No? Going.
Welcome back.
Right. Does anyone want to know how an automatic transmission lockup clutch works?
No, that's why I started the show.
Who wants to fix my car?
I mean, honestly, you could just like unplug it.
What the fuck does that mean? Unplug
You just get slightly less gas. Less gas.
Unplug this. Solenoid?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you unplug the solenoid from the side of the transmission, it.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to know what
it
that
goes
is?
Away? Does it come to like
that's
a shutter?
Yeah,
you won't
get as good gas mileage on the highway. That's the only thing that it does.
That's fucking fine. Yeah.
What's happening with it?
It's shuddering.
Welcome to Click and Clack.
I think we'll talk more later, but it's just kind of like it's lurching like it's a standard. Like it's a, what is it called?
Standard.
Yeah, so it feels like I'm changing gears. It's a fucking automatic. So, and then sometimes when I start it, even if I warm it up for a little bit and I put it in reverse to back out, as soon as I touch the gas a tiny bit, it just shuts down and my lights come on. So I restart it and then it's fine. But it's lurchy and it's a little bit weird and it's certain times. So it's like, it feels weird. Now, I don't really know cars and it feels like what happened when I
Who
would have
thought?
She's going to fucking whip a beer bottle at you.
What?
I'm going to
Whoa,
stuff
why is it echoing?
Bread in your
why
mouth.
Why are you echoing?
You're sleeping.
I don't know.
Why, you're echoing.
Am I echoing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I echoing? Check.
Wow, keep that on.
Let's see the whole show like that.
Am I echoing now?
No.
Oh, okay. So I must have had it bumped.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh, no, she's so mad. my face is so red.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not red.
No, it's
no
not
you're
red.
Good.
Man, you're easy. Easy to fuck with. Oh, wait. Bell?
That didn't make that sentence better.
There you go.
Ooh, I'm in charge of the bell?
No, that shouldn't
the
be up there.
Sexual innuendos.
Yeah, anytime.
No,
yes.
Do not explain the bell.
Shit,
well, we need
sorry.
To tell the new guests.
Well, okay, so no one explained it to me. I figured it out.
Yeah, that's the point.
It's
you need
all
to figure it out.
He threw it across the room.
All right, well.
Oh, yeah.
Amy was abusing the bell.
Yeah.
The
washing machine from here. I tried to.
Oh, I tagged you in something on Facebook.
I got buttons. I know what buttons to push.
Get that down. Take that off the Facebook.
Not
Come
until
on.
Adam takes that picture of
the
me off
Facebook.
Of Facebook.
Take it
That's
off of the Facebook.
I'm a manager happens. Now that needs to go down. My fucking employees
can't
You can
untag yourself.
See that. I did.
Oh, you did?
It's still there.
Ow, she hit me in the head.
No, in the hat.
She's getting violent.
My head's under there.
What did he say? Wrath?
Yeah, that was it.
Now you know.
Yeah. I remember. Oh, shit. Yeah, Wrath.
We were talking about, horoscope? No,
horoscope
the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what,
my
like,
boyfriend was like, oh, you're Wrath.
No. It was like, I said sloth. I think Adam said, what'd you say?
Gluttony.
Gluttony.
Yeah.
Jeff said sloth.
He's
and
TJ.
Then
yeah.
You, Bree,
like,
Bree started
really
to say something like maybe sloth or something, and then Jeff kind of went.
No, he just it was no, it was just I said so for you, and he just goes wrath.
I get it now.
Boyfriends.
You get angry easily.
No, I don't.
When you get your balls broken. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll wipe the slate clean.
Moving
All right,
on.
No, you can take a good ball breaking. Now I have it. Now I have a challenge.
Oh.
Okay.
Breast milk.
I'm gonna make you sad.
Oh
what?
No.
Sad.
I might. It depends on if it comes up. I'm not gonna like purposely attack
like,
you.
Like that's hard.
But when things, I'm gonna try. You're my new target.
To make
Congratulations.
Sad. To make
what
sad?
What are you doing?
Because you made me mad?
He's trying to toy with your emotions as a bit?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
that
a great
work.
Idea.
It's like a giant getting the first person to walk off the show
that
didn't piss their pants. Yeah.
I didn't do that yet.
Oh, wait. What are you drinking and then your shit story?
Oh, yeah. Forgot. We didn't do what are we drinking? What are you drinking?
No,
I thought you guys did it and I wasn't paying attention.
No, we did not do what are you drinking.
All right. Whoa. Anyway. Okay, so what are you drinking?
Who goes first, me?
Yeah, guests go first. You're not having anything?
Okay. Captain Lawrence, Hop Commander IPA in Elmira. I don't remember what we decided on.
Elmsford.
New York.
It is Elmsford.
Something New York. It's really good. It's a classic IPA beer. Nice and hoppy. Delish. Try it. Recommend if you like this basic IPA. Pretty good. And then we also had this one, which Adam is drinking now. So he has a better palate for it to describe.
He's had a bunch of them.
Give it. Give
They're
it back.
Good. They're really good.
So it's Unearthed
from
Long Trail.
Oh,
it's 8% alcohol.
Yes.
58 IBUs.
Enjoy boosting later.
No, it's scooting.
Scooting
home.
Enjoy scooting home.
Scooting home. Yeah, it's just a really great stout.
Rooted in a labyrinth of roasted malts. I wonder if they did that honeycomb barrel thing.
I did get it at halftime.
Oh, wait. How did I take the empty bottle from you and you got one
back
with beer in it?
I don't know.
Give it.
I'm trying to read. This.
All right. Well, it's rather good.
It is good.
It's a stout.
Yeah, but it's not like as heavy as some stouts, which to me can sometimes be off-putting if you're not in the mood.
I fucking hate thin, dry stouts. I can't stand them.
Well, it's not thin or dry. That's not what I mean. It's just kind of like a little bit like creamier and like a little bit like it doesn't weigh you down in that way. Like,
I would
really
understand
what you're saying.
I would say it is on the thin side, but not like
for
in
a
bad way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I would put it like at your average porter level for body. That's not recording.
Damn.
Average porter level for like body. So on the thin side for a stout. Not too much alcohol, a lot of chocolate, a lot of coffee notes. Really good.
It is good.
It's and at 8% alcohol, it's surprisingly smooth.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Going down easy.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah, Jess had the, what the fuck was she drinking? Brown sugar? Lagunitas?
This one?
That one's good.
That one's like 8 or 9% too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, she had four of those and thought she was going to die. So, all right. You ready?
For what?
This is a big fucking deal. You
oh,
know
no,
that, right?
No. It's my time.
It is. It's your time.
Amber was there for
I won't record a video.
Dead Radio presents
A Shit Story!
All right. So how many guests so far have brought in shit stories? I know Jeff brought in one.
So we got Jeff.
Jeff brought in two. He gave us both back.
And now Bree is breaking his record with a third.
What's really?
So you two are the only two guests to bring in shit stories.
Scott has two. Two official ones.
All right, well.
But Jeff brought in two in the same...
Two?
On the same show.
On the same show, yeah.
Well, I can bring in two.
One
right
was
now.
A... So that'll put her at four.
You shit your pants entirely too much.
It's not my fault.
No, it absolutely is your fault, 150%.
You know what? I actually just do it for the show, for the fame.
Oh, all right. Well, you got to respect that. So, all right. Let's paint the picture. Remember, you are Picasso now. You are Rembrandt. You are... Monet.
But also keep in mind that I'm not a good storyteller, as we've established.
You're Charles Schultz.
No.
Paint us a picture.
That's with children and a dog. No.
So. It was a Saturday.
Was it?
9 a.m.
Yes, it was. No, it was
overcast.
A Saturday, I think. No, it wasn't. It was my Saturday.
No. Wednesday?
I don't know. Our work weeks are so screwed up. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
I did
Stop.
That on purpose.
I know you did, but I really couldn't remember because actually initially when I told Adam that I had another shit story, it was referencing a lesser one, and then one happened last week. Oh, so
that one was overshadowed by a new one.
So you have...
So tell the first one
first. On a scale of like 1 to 10, you have somewhere between an 8 and a 10 and a 5 and a 7.
Yeah, right.
In
so
the
I have
back
like
pocket,
a, like a 4, and then I have like a 11.
Oh,
all right, not
let's
11,
hear the 4 first.
Like...
I want to see. All right, here's a, just a little taste.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know. Again, storytelling not the best thing, but and I don't actually remember a lot of it now, but I do remember.
I'll try and help.
Where
gotcha.
I was.
Okay.
And it was 44 Raymond Avenue, which is the Crafted Cup.
Okay. Open.
Also my job. And I was going through some medication changes, and one of the side effects is like the runs, as my fucking doctor calls it. Because apparently
is he 84?
No, he's like my age, which is weird too. That's a different story.
So wait. Can I just real quick, let me stop you. If he said it's going to give you the shits, would that be better if it's going to give you the runs? Yeah, that
no,
does sound better.
He didn't.
Coming from
he
a
didn't
younger doctor,
inform me. He confirmed it after the fact. He's like, "Oh, are they giving you any side effects?" And I was like, "Well, I've been having diarrhea." And when I looked it up online, like it said that was a thing. He's like, "Oh yeah, you've been getting the runs." I was like, "Yes." Wow.
That guy's a straight shooter with upper management
yeah.
written all over him.
So this isn't like that bad, but it was just like a weird situation. I was like helping customers. I was closing, so I was the only one in the shop, and I was finishing up a customer. I was like, oh, I feel weird. Okay, I'm going to the bathroom. There's no one else in line, which is fantastic and rare. So I ran to the bathroom, went, and I was like, I don't know if I should leave or not, because like you're not really, if you're sick, you're not supposed to work and food, whatever. And it was like, you know, it's probably just a medication change, whatever. And it was fine after that, like whatever. That was just it. It was just like, I
so
was
that
in there,
was the four?
That was so before. It's not okay. that bad, but it was like really like yeah. in there for a long time alone.
You
in
see,
the shop.
Like most guys who like eat a lot of chicken wings have that happen a bunch of
yeah,
times.
Yeah, but like
you know?
I was super paranoid and freaking out the entire time because I was like, I'm alone in the store. I didn't like hide the tips because I just ran to the bathroom. I don't know if there's a line out there. I don't know if there's like someone stealing my tit. Like I was just like, there's keys in the register. You know what I mean?
Some guy just out front. Hello?
Yeah. That's happened
well,
it,
invariably, every time you come back from the bathroom, there's two
line.
People standing
At
there.
Least two people.
Yeah.
Do you ever throw up your arms and go, God damn!
No, it's like, no, but it's always like, you waited back. 15 fucking minutes. There's no one in the goddamn store. All right, I got to go piss.
And I came in one time, Adam, and you were working, and I come in. I have fully amount of time to get into the shop, get behind the bar, make myself a drink, look around the shop, can't find you, and I turn around yeah. and leave, and then notice you have no ice in the bucket, and I was like, oh, he might be getting ice. I looked at the ice machine. No, Adam. I was like, I was in there a full 5 minutes and couldn't find you.
Where's the ice machine?
In the back.
In the back.
Oh, in the back.
But that's how much
it's like,
customers
yeah.
have,
I just
like,
had this picture. If
not.
It was, in, I just had this picture of her going in the back. Oh, there's no ice. And then going in the back and just seeing cubes of ice, like a trail of them. And then you sprawled out on the floor with ice all over you. And going, my back! I'm so cold! So that's the picture I had in my head. All right, so that was the four. So you had the runs.
I would say that was more of a two.
I'd call it a two.
Probably, because I made it in time. There was no line, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
But it was, like, risky. You know, I was freaking out. Like, so I was, like, nervous. I was, like, getting up. I was, like, nah.
Yeah. So it's
gotta
not a,
give it another
not a complete,
second.
Yeah, you got to, like, make sure.
It's not a complete shit
you're
story.
Like, good thing there's, like, two rolls and, like, three up on the wall. Thing.
Like, I'm thinking shit story needs to, like,
this
like
one's
poo
not as
needs
bad.
To hit your clothes. Like, poo needs to be on you for it to be a proper shit
so
story,
last
I think.
Week.
So here's the 10 or the 11. I'm sorry.
Yeah, again.
We're going to give you a real grade when you're done,
pretty,
by the way.
It's pretty simple. So
professionals
again,
are going to give you a real grade.
The storytelling's not the best because it's such a simple story. But,
I'll help.
I guess I got a bug or something, whatever. So this also happened at work. And I was closing and I was fine all fucking day. Like, whatever. Ain't normal. Boom. Whatever. And all of a sudden, I'm like,
what'd you have for lunch?
I don't remember. I was just checking out a customer.
Snacks? Any snacks? Okay. I'm trying to help paint the picture.
I don't remember.
You're not
honestly.
A good storyteller, so I got to ask
yeah.
questions.
Yeah, that's true.
I wish you had the clip of her last. I was like, oh, wait, so you shit your pants? Oh, well, yeah, yeah, that was. That was
yeah.
So you were at work.
Yeah, I was at work, and it was like, I don't know, 5 or 4 or something, and we closed at 7. So I was like, all right, it's fine. I feel fine. And then all of a sudden I got like sick. And I was like, what happened was I was helping customer. And all of a sudden I just like feel like that rumble.
Mm-hmm.
That rumble. And then I was like, and with girls, it's a little bit different because you're not quite sure. Sometimes there's some natural things going on down there. And you're like, all right, I don't know if like I peed or like it's normal or like what's going on. Like, did I get my period? And then I was like, no, but that's my butt. So I was like, all right, there's something happening. And I'm kind of like standing there and like going like this, you know, like clenching. Like,
yeah.
Oh, and then it's just
stiff
like,
legging,
it's
as just, they call it's it. Just it's a scientific
out.
Term.
It stuff is just coming out. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can't do anything about it. I'm like, yeah, I'll have that drink up in a minute.
So you were shitting yourself and serving coffee.
No, I didn't do it.
At the same time. Allegedly.
Now you have new reason for your nickname. The coffee shop.
So, yeah, whatever. But it sucked. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, what the fuck? Because I couldn't do anything about it. You know, it came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't even time to, like, move.
I hope Tanner's not mad at this.
He knows. He knows what happened, but I wouldn't tell
I'm
him because
sure
I was
sure he doesn't want it broadcast.
No, well.
So continue.
Well, I left. It was all sanitary, whatever. Basically, that
no,
happened.
You're shitting your pants, and
so
you had customers.
Yeah,
you didn't like.
I just went
you didn't
to
like
the
shove your hand down your pants and go.
No.
Oh no! Here's
no!
your coffee.
I didn't really make any drinks because it was just like a coffee I already gave him or whatever. So like, I didn't make any drinks. I ran to the bathroom. I was like, "Fuck, this sucks. Like, this is bad."
Your face is
my
just
face?
Yeah is just saying a million things to me right now. You're
I
just like
to,
this.
Like,
it's just repulsion, disgust,
okay, so
anger.
This,
I saw
okay,
anger
hang on, hang on,
in there.
Emergency
on. So
SOS
this was,
call.
So this was on
I
a Tuesday or a Thursday
road.
Because
not
I was...
Not a Thursday.
Tuesday then.
Was it Tuesday?
Because,
I don't know. It was,
because
I, was
because I left
first,
you
so was,
I left you to go home because I had to get ready for class. Because
I had opened
and then
that
I came
day.
Back.
Wednesday? It wasn't... I don't know. It was early in the week.
Oh, it's possible it was
it
a Wednesday.
It wasn't Wednesday because I was off
I think it
Wednesday.
Was. I think it was Tuesday.
I don't know.
Anyway,
it was
the
one
day of the week
that
does not
crazy.
Matter because I left and then I came back to get coffee and I was expecting you and she was standing
it's,
there.
That was
no, it was
yeah,
it was Tuesday because yeah. I had just it was my first day back from
yeah.
vacation.
Yeah.
So
it was
she
definitely
opened.
Tuesday.
Because I was
I
like,
opened,
what? I was
I
like,
came back.
You're not Bree, and she was like, Bree got sick, and that was all she said.
That was it,
and I had to go home.
So yeah, so I like went to the bathroom and was there for like
ever.
20 fucking minutes, and like I had to like throw out my underwear and everything. Like it was bad, and like I texted Tan and I texted. All right,
so whoa. Pump those brakes a little bit. So you go to the bathroom. You have to throw out your underwear.
You're
so
gross.
So, okay.
Poor Brie.
You have to throw out your underwear. Is there a chance that you're going to have to, are you going to need to throw out your pants too?
No.
They're okay?
Didn't quite get there.
Well, okay. So like you throw out your underwear. If you put your pants back on, is it okay to go amongst the public or... You really need to get, go home and
technically for health code reasons, like what the law well, is, like
no, I understand that, but I'm just
I
talking about
fine.
Not the coffee
like,
shop.
I was clean.
Like you
could have
went down the street to like BurgerFi and got a burger, and you would have been comfortable.
She would have been fine. You looked perfectly fine. When
minus
I
the
in.
Fact that the fact that you, minus the fact that you're not wearing underwear
I mean,
and you just shit
so
your pants
gross.
10 minutes ago.
It's. Like...
Like, nobody would have known looking at her.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what he was asking in so many words.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just I was trying to gauge how much
it
I was trying to get
close.
You to explain so I could gauge how much shit went through your underwear to
it
your
was
pants.
A handful.
A handful.
More than you'd want.
Anything is more than you want. No, but it was like a decent amount that I was like, fuck, okay, I'm glad I made it here when I did type of thing. And like if I had waited or whatever, it would have been bad. And it just kept happening, like in the bathroom. So, like, sorry to gross everyone out. But yeah,
no,
I just,
no,
this
no.
Is, like,
this
is
great.
Texting Amber, I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry. Like, can you please come in? Like, I just got sick. Like, I really need coverage. Like, I can't be working here. It's food, you know, that kind of thing. Luckily, I didn't really have drinks. However, that guy that Tanner calls my boyfriend, the douchebag.
Yes.
You know him, right?
Yeah.
He gets
yeah,
a
large
cold brew. I went to go.
You just no, you just
no.
He walks in.
That made my skin crawl.
No, you just look at him.
Go fuck yourself.
He's the kind of guy.
Cold brew.
He's the kind of guy who just like
fucking drown yourself in coffee.
He looks like he's going to the beach, even though he's not during the summer. He, I don't know. He
he's
just,
also like he has like a PhD in psychology. He's an adjunct at Marist and a school counselor. But you,
well, woo!
My point is, like, you'd never fucking know it because you look at him and he looks like a Marist student.
Yeah,
yeah.
He
looks
like
which is
like
that could be going
to
into
me,
the vape shop.
A Marist
the
student is like the biggest.
I've went
insult.
Into that fucking place before.
Yeah, whatever. So he came in, he always gets a cold brew, and I'm like trying to get the cold brew out or whatever. And I'm like, okay, at this point, I'm like, I really gotta leave just because like I'm probably sick, but I'm clean and stuff. You know what I mean?
I could just imagine, like, if it were a movie that I was writing, you would have walked out of the bathroom and said, "We're closed, everybody out," and locked the door until Amber got there.
I was really close to doing that. I didn't know if I should or not, but yeah. She said she was on her way, whatever. So the point is, like, I... the cold brew wasn't working, as it's still not fucking working because the thing wasn't connected or whatever. So I called
Tanner. Oh, did that ever
Tanner.
Get fixed? Because I think it might have broke that.
No, it's working now.
Okay.
It was it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I called Tanner and I was like, blah, blah, it's not working. Like, what do I do? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Just do Americanos for now. Like, I'll be in, whatever. I was like, okay. By the way, I'm sick and Amber's coming. He's like, why? What happened? I was like, I'm not telling you. It's embarrassing. He's like, I was like, just ask Amber. And I hung up.
Why? What happened? He was just being concerned.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think he was more concerned about
you
should have
shocked the
happened.
Shit out of him.
I just shit all over the floor.
I shit myself on the line.
Just right between like the espresso machine and the cold brew. Like.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And then hang up. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker would have been there in 5 minutes.
He did ask about you the next day, though.
I don't care if he knows,
he was like,
but I was just like,
what happened to Brie? Like, he was
I do
all
not
shocked. Want to
talk about this.
What
right
happened
now?
To her?
All right,
and he was like, she didn't want to tell me. And I was like, she's fine. Everything's good. I just came in. She needed to go home. She's good, though. She's
I had to drive
fine.
Like 30 minutes home, too. And I was just like, if this happens
oh
again, I'm
30. Oh, that's right. Fish. But that's a long drive. Did you take 9?
I usually go the back roads, but then I get on 9 at like either Vassar Road or like Myers Corners. So it depends. I don't remember.
It's still if you.
It's still 30 minutes.
Myers Corners, like that's a long. Even the back roads suck because there's a lot of like stopping, and going, stopping and going, just like that.
But
just
at 5 o'clock,
around.
The back roads are better than 9.
And
imagine I was stuck on 9, like in front of Wendy's and like shit myself.
Yeah, just stop sign, stoplight after stoplight after stoplight. Each time you're just like, I'm going to shit myself again. Why
might
is this
well
taking so long?
Just wait till you see the magic of editing, because this is going to turn into him telling a shit story about himself. It's all going to just be out of context, quick cuts. Of him talking about shitting his pants. You just watch. And it's not the first time that I've
just,
done that.
Yeah, it's usually just Ryan talking and then like throwing random things in it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But you really haven't shown today.
This will be better because he's able to.
Like SH.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be.
Shown? I didn't shine today?
Yeah. You're doing a shit job.
Yeah. Fired. Wow. There you go. I put you on the spot, asshole.
Yeah. Well, you win that round.
Did I make you sad?
No, I'm fine.
Darn. Goals.
Very thick skin. How about you? You got a shit story?
No.
Oh.
Do you not have one? Did we discuss this already?
I am an adult, and I don't often shit my pants.
It's not my fault.
It's a little bit your fault.
And I'm benefiting you, so fuck off.
Oh, no. But you have to admit, you shit yourself a lot for an adult.
It's been like 4 times ever. So, and it just happens to be when I've known you guys. So,
okay.
We're just going to have to remember that.
What is the hell is all that?
It's
it can't be a title.
It'd be good. I'm an adult and I don't often shit my pants.
Just leave that. That's fine. I'll remember that. So, what else? What do you want to do? You want to do anything? You got stuff?
The prep? One thing I did notice that live chili cook-off implies we're going to kill the animals on the show.
Does it?
I feel like it does.
It could be a pre-dead chili cook-off.
That would be fun, though.
Not to slaughter animals in the basement.
We don't need
chili?
Hot plates. We could just put like trays out like we did last time.
Well, the way that we did the chili cook-off years ago when we did was everybody made it beforehand, and then we just like brought it like slow cookers and shit like that.
Yeah, people brought, you know, crock pots and what is it? The pans.
The
like Bunsen burner things.
Not
whatever.
Bunsen. Yeah, sterno. Sterno.
Sterno.
Yeah.
What are they called? What are the fucking pans called?
Chafing dishes.
Chafing dishes. I have chafing dishes, so.
Good.
We got plenty
of
that.
I'm not surprised.
Hold on.
I feel like Brooke could cater a wedding if she had like 30 days to plan for it.
Uh-huh. Probably.
Yeah.
She'd be
no hesitation.
Okay. She'd probably tell you to fuck off, but if you held a gun to her head, she could make it happen.
Yeah.
I don't have much other than some stuff
I have something, but I'm not logged into my dead radio
what
email.
Time is it?
Did we?
It's an hour and 5 minutes. We could just bail.
Yeah.
I hate to do the fizzle out.
I talked to you about it. The thing where fucking somebody did a study, and it's something like 80% of millennials just believe whatever they see on Facebook.
Yeah, it's the fake news story.
Yeah.
I have that here.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Then I don't have to fucking remember my dead radio email.
Also, Ohio State.
Yeah, do we have any news on
There's
that?
There's a shooting there,
yeah.
Like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah?
The suspect was the one
he's the only
now.
One that's killed right now.
Two days ago, was it at the Black Friday thing?
I don't know.
Was it a Black Friday? Because I have some Black Friday, like, people got fucking killed Black Friday.
Why
are you hovering?
I'm looking at your laptop.
Oh.
Are you guys really brothers?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like,
you don't think
yeah,
they look
you
the same?
And then other times I'm like,
Ohio
not
State
fucking
second
all.
Trending on Facebook, so there's that.
What's that?
There's a little difference, but you talk
so,
the same.
We didn't get much farther than this before we came, but...
I took after my father.
Somali immigrant has been identified as a suspect behind a gruesome attack on Ohio State University campus. Here's what we know. Jesus, my finger's far away from the pulse, or I'm just not on social media.
I've been completely...
I didn't see that either
until today.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
So
usually,
when did this happen?
I don't know, to be honest. Does it have a date on it?
USA Today posted about it 2 hours ago, but that
I saw a status on it yesterday for my friend who lives in Ohio. So it happened at least yesterday, but that's all any information I have.
Yeah, I don't know.
Monday. It says male suspect whom police have identified.
Monday morning. That's today.
Attacked people with a vehicle and a butcher's knife at the school on Monday.
Oh, my God, a vehicle?
Began slashing, this is from the New York Times, began slashing passengers with a butcher knife, and authorities said, and injuring 11 students, faculty, and members.
You know what that's going to fucking, all this is going to turn into is, you see, guns aren't the problem. It'll happen anyway.
A university police officer fatally shot the suspect within about a minute of the attack, but the sprawling campus remained in lockdown. Da, 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 da. So it wasn't a shooting; it was a stabbing, a mass stabbing. I don't even know what to call that. Sorry.
It's exactly what Jesus. What did you do?
Mass stabbing.
Yeah, it's exactly what you just said.
Fix my volume a little bit. It was a little low. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
All right. So. While you two are laughing about this senseless tragedy, we're going to report.
Brie, get
we're
off your phone.
Be a media outlet.
Snapchat.
Are we a media outlet to fucking 31 people?
Oh, I got to pee again.
You sit there until you come up with a good urine story, and then you'll have MVP
I'll have one in about
podcast.
5 fucking minutes.
Yeah, man. It's not a shooting, so somebody got shot, but yeah. I hate even talking about this shit because it happened. What it happened 12 hours ago. So what?
Yeah,
I just
and
didn't
we're
know.
Reporting. Well, the problem with talking about stuff like that is, if it's not a continuing story, no one like. By the time this episode is uploaded, it's going to be at least be tomorrow or the day after. So unless they're watching it on YouTube live or as soon as the video goes up, I'm not recording. It's just, you're just staring.
Yeah, I'm listening, but I'm just staring.
I find that hard to believe.
Staring into oblivion.
So yeah, so it's tough because we're not live. I mean, we are live, but to whoever
we're live, but we're
person.
Not live. Live. What yeah. you're seeing now is happening now.
Now.
Like chili
sorry.
Cook off.
But yeah. It's like the podcasts themselves are very time sensitive, and you know, like people listen like, we'll be talking about it today, and, you know, somebody's going to listen to this Thursday, and we're talking about, you know, the Somali immigrant, you know, injured 11, and by fucking Thursday, it's going to be an Irish guy injured three people, you know, so...
Probably not.
Shit, probably not. Yeah, I know. But shit changes so fast that, like, when it's so fresh, we found out that it's just not, it doesn't work, you know? So,
what works for us is to do no show prep and just talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, talk about dicks.
Tootsie Rolls are gross.
Oh, by the way.
Oh.
Dicks.
I did come across, funny enough, it came up on, like, my recommended purchases on Amazon, was the fucking, the, like, it's like a refill for your Make-A-Willy if you fuck it up. It's like $30.
What's a Make-A-Willy?
What?
You can make a dildo of your own penis. Yeah. Which, yeah. Yeah, clone a Willy.
You have one?
Yeah, he messed it all up.
Wait, is that yours?
No. He messed it up, so it's just the kit.
It's just a kit.
It's just the kit, and he needs the alginate.
It was a failed attempt.
When yeah.
What?
So he needs the...
You know this
Amber,
like,
have you ever seen something like this before?
You know, I've heard of them. Exactly yeah. Like. So my friend went to Haiti... And oh my god, it vibrates! How do you shut it off?
Just unscrew it slightly.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is okay. So this is the. This is gonna be.
it's a dancing dill. Can you see it on camera here?
I didn't mean to do that.
It's breakdancing. A breakdancing dildo.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of that. But anyway, Ryan messed up the molding part.
So let me just imagine this.
Well, we're not going to go through the whole thing. They can listen to it in a previous episode if they want to. Just imagine Ryan in his kitchen naked trying to make the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you put the, what is it, alginate?
Alginate.
You put the alginate in here, right? And you stick your pecker in there for a few minutes.
Rock solid, not flat.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem was... I'm standing in the kitchen mixing like a science project. I told the whole story on a previous episode, and it wouldn't stay hard. So it just like I put it in and it just kind of went bloop, 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 bloop. So it came out looking like like one of those
like anal beads.
Yeah, it came out looking like anal beads, like the flute that the cobra, the snake charmer plays. So it just didn't work out well. But I saved all the rest of the stuff. I just haven't.
So
I haven't.
He just has to get the alginate, and he can make a clone of his penis for right. The show because his wife wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's another reason why I had to do it by myself. She's like, "I'm not helping you with that." And I was like, "Okie dokie." So, oh no! You know what? You take it out of the package, and it never fits back in properly.
It's like a tent.
Ding.
Yeah.
I'll get
our
it.
Our sleeping bags are the fucking worst.
Moment of silence for Jason Fulham while I put my clone Willy back together.
Shh.
Push it down. Shh. What? Sorry.
What?
Okay.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity? No, I should have. I forgot about them.
So anyway,
I know I'm a shitty person.
All right.
So all right, do you want to pick the title of the show and get out of here before Bree pees her pants?
Halfway there? I'm just kidding.
Stories.
I did that already.
No, we need like a title. Like yeah, it's like so, some sort of saying that happens.
So right now,
hang on.
Oh,
let's do this because I like it when we pick the titles when we're doing
the outro. All right.
It's like one of my favorites. Oh. Makes it sound professional.
We didn't play the cool song before. Amber needs to hear the cool song.
Hey, guy. Thanks for coming by, Jen.
The logistics on the air show.
No, I missed.
I'll miss you.
About the time.
Sorry.
Oh, the time lapse song. I don't even know if he has that. I mean, we could play the time lapse.
Just go on Facebook.
Yes. Just type in Dead Radio Podcast
on
YouTube. You'll find it.
Tanner's listening, which I bet he's not. He thinks you're cute. Yeah.
Tanner's a husky. He's a hunky guy.
Hot,
yeah,
right?
I knew that he would like Tanner.
He's
like Tanner?
He's like big,
yeah.
Good looking guy.
He's big. He wants to be skinny.
Not like he's not fat. He looks like he's in good shape.
Ryan likes his men tall and manly.
Very V.
He's got like the perfect amount of hair too. I hope he listens to this because he's not my boss for much longer.
So
he did say he'd consider dating a woman.
Oh yeah. That's interesting.
All right. I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
There you
just
go.
Just a few surgeries away.
Sorry.
This reminds
still
me.
Your boss, guys.
Yeah. It's fine. As long as we're not talking about it at work, I don't think he'll care. But yeah, Ryan's sexuality has evolved in the last year or so.
Yeah?
Evolved. I like that. Evolved.
You can appreciate.
He's heterosexual, but the porn he watches is a little different.
I could.
Same here. But it's usually gay men porn.
Really?
Because you get two for one. Like,
okay, that makes sense. Yeah, the show's
right,
not over yet.
Hang on. What?
All right. To be completely honest, I'm not a big porn person. Like, I don't really watch it that often. But every now and then, you know. And I actually really like gay porn because two guys is better than one guy. And, like, I don't care if they're doing each other. It doesn't matter. They're just doing it.
That's valid.
I can't, like, I want to make fun of it in the worst way, but I can't.
But every guy watches lesbian porn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, like, for me, I mean, I'm not going to say that I have personal experience, but, like, when it comes to, like, three ways, I'd rather have two guys than two girls than another girl.
Cause it just, stands like, to reason.
Makes more sense for me.
Okay.
That's just my preference.
How about you, Adam?
It's coming around. Two so girls.
Yeah, no comment.
Would be obvious. So, yeah, I mean.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it would be very misogynistic to think that what you were saying was weird.
Yeah, but people do.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, it's, you know.
I think in
you can only see things from your own perspective, so it's tough.
I think in my ideal situation, it would be like five
just,
and five.
Yeah.
Like just so like brave no, like Braveheart, no, one so, end of the room and the other, and yeah. Just bam, dicks
so
and holes.
So it'd be
whang,
you. It'd be
smashing
you,
all over the place.
So that would be five and five. So,
yeah. Five
so
men.
So you, four
five
other
women,
dudes.
Blindfolded. So there's no shame.
I feel that.
Bam, just grabbing at stuff. Absolutely. You missed all that, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sad. I thought the show was over.
I had to, yeah. We had to talk about Bree watching gay porn.
Yeah.
Like gay men porn.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's funny.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm sorry for all making the show extend.
Well,
Doug.
Well, you're the one who has to pee, so it's fine.
Well, you just... Well, hang on.
All right, so put the outro on. Let's pick a title.
Hold on. Let me just... Can I just...
Come here, puppy.
What are you doing?
Hi.
What the fuck is this?
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
That's the reason why I stay up at night, staring at the ceiling, questioning myself.
His sexuality.
Who dat?
That is Bailey J.
Who dat?
Bailey J used to be a man. Technically, well, not technically, but she used to be a man.
Well, from a purely scientific standpoint, she's still a man.
She's a beautiful young woman with a penis.
Yeah. Does she still have a penis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And now he's going to show it to you.
No. I won't go that far. Unless you want to see it.
Not particularly, but...
Hands?
I mean, I wouldn't object.
Alrighty. So yeah,
no, you know what you need to do? You need to have a picture like queued up, ready to go, and then just very knowing exactly where to put it, just put a piece of tape like on the fucking screen and then click over to it.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Or just have the tape on the screen all the time. Yeah. Why is the tape there? You'll see. That's perfect.
Yeah,
I put the tape
sure.
there, I'll find yeah. a really good one. And then we could say, "Would you like to remove the tape?" See what's behind the tape.
Yeah.
Right, just Bailey J tape right here. And all right.
Do you want me to write it upside down?
Aww. Tape on screen. No, don't
dog.
Write it down. Upside. Well, do write
I
it
go.
Down, not upside down.
I'm going to pee. Fuck this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Out. Bree out.
Bye.
That's Bree's terrible outro.
Bree out.
So, okay, so title of the show, we have Gay White Men on Mars,
I like that.
We have Elmira, New York, and I am an adult and I don't often shit my pants. I gotta go with Gay White Men on Mars.
What do you think? You gotta vote here too.
I don't know, I'm down for B or C. Elmira just is too
much. Sorry, I gotta break the tie with Gay White Men on Mars.
Yeah, gotta say... That's the best one. It fell apart towards the end.
That's
but it's
fine.
Pretty
Tape
good.
On, it looks great. I love it. I'm very happy with that.
All right.
Amber, so, thanks for coming. I hope we didn't make you blush too much.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming.
Had a wonderful time.
Breeze above our heads.
Urinating. About 2 feet away.
Yep,
two feet away from...
All that plumbing.
Yeah, right. So like 4 feet away.
Yeah.
There we go.
What is that? Is that the tub?
I believe that's the tub, yes. We're just like, right. It's going to fall through the floor one day. I just hope it happens when we're doing the show.
With this camera going and me recording, that would be ideal. All right, so how are we liking this? Because, I mean, this isn't good. This shouldn't be here.
Yeah,
but it's too dark.
It's
we need
dark.
A light right here.
If I have a light, I can hang from there, but I got to try and figure something out.
I need to come over on a day we're not doing the show and figure that out.
Yeah.
So
Thursdays are good.
Thursdays are terrible for me until the semester's over.
Well, God damn it. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
So I guess we're going to fizzle on that.
Thank you for joining us.
Did pretty well. What, hour and 15?
Hour and 20.
That's pretty good.
That's not
pretty
bad.
Good.
But we had guests, so yeah. I'll give, you know, the guests I figure we're going to run a little later than usual, so that's cool. Plugs? Any plugs?
Just same shit. Track 7 Studios. We're in our off season now, so we're much cheaper.
All right.
So if you need Christmas photos, there's still time.
Hudson Valley Transmitters at Crafted Cup. Go pick it up. Our buddy Mark Gerlach, head editor in chief. I don't know what the actual fucking thing is for it, but he runs the show over there, and he prints out a cool, cool local publication, poetry, arts, short stories, sci-fi, all kinds of good stuff like that.
And you can come see Amber at Crafted Cup for the foreseeable future, Bree for the next several weeks, me for the foreseeable future. We'll have beer and wine in the next 17 months.
Do you have any art projects or something like that you would like to promote? Or, as we say in the biz, plug? Okay.
That's a no. All right.
Hudson Valley Tattoo Company also.
Yeah.
Check those guys out. I got my vagina eye from that.
So. How's yours healing? Mine looks fucking great.
So
I didn't follow their directions, did you?
I followed the directions, but I work for a living, and I work like it's kind of a physical job sometimes, and I bumped it up against something and
fucked it up.
I didn't fuck it up, but it could have been a lot worse.
Your vagina eye.
I bruised
vagina
my vagina
tattoo.
Eye.
Let me see.
I got a
sweatshirt. It
it's a whole
baby.
Thing. Oh, Jesus.
So.
All right.
What, Adam?
It's over.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking old man. Shit.
So,
Jesus.
Yeah, it was touch and go, but it's okay now.
What?
It was a little scary. The flaming arrowhead vagina eye.
Did that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did a touch and go thing. It's kind of scary.
I'll allow it.
Flaming vagina.
All right.
Too obvious.
Until next week, everyone.
If you're lucky.